रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 20, डेथ ऑफ द जनरल्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Shrutnaka came within sight of the ashrama of Rama and pointed out to the 14 Rakshasas, their victims, Rama and Lakshmana, as they sat in their lowly hermitage with Sita by their side. Raghava turned to Lakshmana, whose eyes flashed forth baleful fires, and said, "Just keep careful guard over Sita, and I will speed the followers of yon Rakshasi upon their journey to the halls of Yama." "So be it," replied his brother. Whereupon Rama strung his huge bow, chased with gold, and, as became a righteous Kshatriya, said to them, "Rama and Lakshmana are we, the sons of King Dashrata. We have come down to reside in these woods with a lady here. Why seek you to harm us that strive to lead the life of hermits, subsisting on what fare the forest provides? I have come here in martial guise in obedience to the commands of the rishis who cry for your death at my hands. The hour is come. Stay where you are with glad hearts. Nay, flee not unless you wish to save your wretched lives." But those wicked wights that ever delight in shedding the blood of Brahmanas whirled aloft their tridents and roared in anger. "Dare you dream of life when the black shadow of our master's wrath has fallen upon you? A moment more and you are but food for vultures. A puny mortal you, yet seek to front us in dire battle, veterans grown gray in war? Nay, trouble yourself not to fight us, but come along quietly. Our swords and maces will make short work of you and your bow. Your courage and your life will speed hot foot in merry company towards the realms of death." Forthwith they hurled their weapons at Raghava, who shattered them with as many arrows from his bow. Next he placed upon his bowstring 14 narichas, flaming as the sun and sharp enough to pierce through the mountains. And like Indra launching his vajra at the asura hosts, did he shoot them at the hearts of the 14. The sinful wretches were hurled upon the earth as if a thunderbolt had smitten them. Rama's arrows clove their hearts and sunk into the earth, smeared with gore. Like uprooted monarchs of the forests, they lay reft of their lives while the blood streamed in torrents from their bodies. Shrutnaka trembled in affright and with frightful roars ran back to Kara, her brother. She raised a voice in doleful laments and threw herself headlong at his feet, her eyes pouring ceaseless torrent of tears and her wounds stiffening with clotted gore like a sap flowing from the lofty palm severed in two. Thus she cast her eye over the battlefield where lay the mangled corpses of the Rakshasa veterans sent to avenge her and carry the news to him that dispatched them. Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapteya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.